Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Daf Pei, Gittin 80A, pagination is 159. We'll start from the facing page, Masnisin, towards the bottom of the page, about 12 lines up. We know that Gittin, as with all mitzvahs, have a certain way that you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it properly. There's certain guidelines how to do it correctly. However, sometimes if a deviation occurs from that most proper method, it might still be kosher. And sometimes a deviation occurs and it is so significant that the mitzvah was not done, or in this case, the get was not valid. And the ramifications of that can be very significant. The Mishnah tells us the first opinion, which is not the way we paskin, but we'll take three examples from this Mishnah and see how it plays out. Kosav l'shom malchus she'ena hogenes. If a person wrote a get based on the dating of a kingdom that is improper, it's an upstart kingdom, a neighboring kingdom. It's the wrong kingdom for the place of where you are. The local government is not the one that you dated your document to, in this case, a get. The Mishnah tells us, similarly, if a person wrote it lebinyan abayis, lechurban abayis, for the time when the Beis HaMikdash was built, for the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, if you did any other dating system to the year of teitzei mizeh umizeh, the halacha of this Mishnah is that she would have to go out of both husbands, meaning the first husband that did this invalid divorce, she's no longer going to be able to be with him. And the new husband, so to speak, the one she's been living with, thinking it was a good get, she's going to have to go out from him as well. Utzricha get mizeh umizeh, she's going to be required to obtain a valid get from both husbands. And all ramifications of husband and wife are null and void on both counts, according to this Mishnah. That is a terrible tragedy here that occurred, and we come down with clarity that she's married to neither of them in a valid sense, and we require a get from both. We'll see in a moment that this is the opinion of Reb Meir. We do not paskin like this. An improper dating system is not going to hit us in the same way as this is described. Moving on to today's daf on the fourth line, a different mistake that occurred in the get. Shina shemo u'shema shem iro v'shem ira. If they made a mistake, they altered his name or her name, or the name of his city or the name of her city. Teitzei mizeh u'mizeh v'chal adrachem ho'elu ba. She's going to have to go out from both husbands, the one that gave her the invalid get, and the new husband, who really is just a man that she's been living with, because she never had permission to be living with him, because she's still a married woman. And all of these ramifications, again, very serious list of ramifications, will apply to her, including that a child from the second man would be a mamzer, because she was a married woman. This list, by the way, is the subject of Simon Yud Zayin in Evan HaEzer, where the case is that a woman's husband went l'medinas hayom, he went far away, and she made an assumption that he was dead, and then he shows up, and he's very much alive, and she's already married, so to speak, to a different man, and all of these ramifications would apply. Now, on the topic of changing the name, this really highlights how meticulous and careful we are in Gittin to get it right because of the terrible ramifications if a mistake was made. And we find an example of this in Simen Kuf Chaf Tes, Se'if Chaf Aleph, where the Mechaber discusses a person whose name is Gershom, and they wrote in the get, Gershon. And these are considered two very different names. Gershom is the name that Moshe gave his son. Gershon is the name that Levi gave his son, and is the name of one of the three great families of the Levium. And the Mechaber Paskins, Eino Get, if a mistake like that was done, it would not be a valid get. So that's our second case. The first case was if you wrote the correct date, but to a different system. The second case is you changed the name, and that's no good. And now let's do a third case, about 15 lines from the top of the page at the end of a line. Kosav sofer get le'ish v'shover le'isha. The sofer wrote a get intending to give it to the man so that he could give it to his wife to divorce her. V'shover le'isha, and he wrote a receipt for the ksuba money that he intended to give to the woman so that the woman can give it to her ex-husband once he pays up the ksuba. V'ta'a, and the sofer made a mistake, he's the one literate party over here. V'nosan get le'isha v'shover le'ish, he gave the get to the woman and the shover, the receipt, to the man. V'nosnu zeh lozeh, and everything was good, they thought, so they did an exchange. Ula'acha zman, and after time, aria get yotze miyado ish v'shover miyado isha. And later, someone looks at the documents and wonders why the man still has the get and why the woman still has the receipt. And they suddenly realize, it seems, that the get was never actually given from the man to the woman. It was given from the woman to the man. And that doesn't work. Teitze mizeh umizeh v'chal adrachem ho'elu ba. That indeed is considered this type of tragedy where they thought the get was given, but it really wasn't, and she is still a married woman to the first man. Rabbi Lazar says an interesting new approach to this case. Imla alter, if right away, meaning any time before she got married, yatsa, this became revealed, ein ze get, it's not considered a get, and they would have to redo it, and she needs to listen to the fact that it has to be redone, and if she would get married without redoing it, she would indeed get slammed with all of these ramifications. But im la'achar zman yotza, if after she's already married, this gets revealed, that the husband shows up and says, I still have the get. What are you doing married? Must have been this mistake that you got the get and you gave it to me and you never got divorced. Says Rabbi Lazar, hareze get. We would still consider that a get because we would assume that, as Rashi says, there's a knunya, there's a trick between the ex-husband and the ex-wife who's already married to somebody else, and they're trying to mess up the second husband in some way. Lokol heimenu min arishan la'abed zuchuso shal sheni. The first husband cannot, he doesn't have the power to ruin the second husband's marriage. And that approach of Rabbi Elazar is indeed brought lahalacha, where if she's not yet married, she has to get a get, and if she disregarded this rule, there would be significant ramifications. But if she is already married before this husband is coming along, then he cannot undo what we thought to be a valid divorce. Moving on to Amud Beis, let's look at the Gemara about 11 lines from the top. In the middle of the line, Aval Chachamim Omrim Havlad Kosher, the Chachamim say that the child of such a union, in the case of improper dating of the get, the Chachamim say that that's not so severe as to invalidate the get b'di'eved and call the child of the second man a mamzer. The child is kosher. Umodim Chachamim l'Rab Meir, but the Chachamim agree to Rab Meir, Shem Shina Shemo u'Shema Shem Iro v'Shem Ira, if they wrote the wrong name, Havlad Mamzer, indeed, the get is totally invalid, and a child from the second man would be stigmatized with Mamzer status, because that changing of the name is indeed invalidating the get. There's a fascinating Tosfos here, outer commentary, in which Tosfos wonders what would happen nowadays in terms of the dating of a get. And Tosfos writes, we date it libriyas olam, to the time of creation, because the nations of the world don't count according to the kingdom, how many years to the United States or any of the other kingdoms, depending on where you live. And Tosfos quotes, V'harav Rabbeinu Yosef Pirish, Da'achshav Eina Malchus Makpedes. According to Rabbi Yosef, the kingdom doesn't care. And there's therefore a discussion, what would happen if a person did put in some other dating system, an accurate number, but an improper dating system. So our minig, again, is Brias HaOlam from the time of creation, but it's possible that at this point there's no hakpada, no one cares if you put in a different date. If a person were to put in the year that his team won the pennant, it's been 27 years since that date, since that year, would that invalidate the get or not? Of course, we always make sure to do a get properly, according to the minig, but it's an interesting concept to explore. We started off with Rab Meir saying that the get is totally invalid. We continued with the Shita of the Chachamim, that it's the wrong thing to do, but it's not going to invalidate the get. And we continue with the possibility that the dating is supposed to be Libriyas HaOlam, but if someone did it differently, as long as it's an accurate number, it might actually be irrelevant. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.